Bum, 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 bum. 5P Podcast, people. I'm your host, Michael J. Penny. Welcome. It is a raw, real, kind of lopsided conversation, at least at this point. I enjoy engaging you folks in our time together, 5 to 15 minute episodes. Sometimes we go a little bit over, all right, I get it. But what we're doing is hitting the 5-paragraph format. Situation, mission, execution, admin, logistics, command, and signal. It's the same format that we live by in the U.S. military as well as out here as business leaders. It's growing every day. 5-paragraph is a community of business leaders all working on the same template in order to align, mastermind, work as business development professionals, whatever the case may be. On this episode of 5-paragraph podcast, I'm going to be talking about economic development. We are primarily focused on economic development in rural communities, in wildlife area communities. And what I mean by this is stewardship. I am a sportsman. A lot of the people that I engage in outdoor activities with are all sportsmen. We're conservationists in a lot of ways. Being sportsmen, we like our wildlife areas. We like our rural environments. How do we grow responsibly in those environments so that we can create a thriving economy at the local level? I specifically like working with folks that are out there trying to align verticals around agriculture. For instance, we can grow hemp here in North Carolina. So what are you going to do with all that hemp once you've cut it down? How do you get it over to, say, a CBD oil production facility? How do you get it as far as dry pulp or wet pulp over to these different various manufacturers? Are you yourself the manufacturer of it? It's agricultural ancillary businesses. So economic development at the local level in order to increase the overall state level and imso facto the entire nation winds up benefiting from it. That is how we increase our GDP. So we need to have easy access to early stage capital. That's money to create a for-profit entity that works to develop inside of the community. It could be based on economic development initiatives that are already out there, whether they're non-for-profit endowments or a sequence of different types of grants, whatever the case may be. It's different wherever you go. Community development financial institutions are a great and valuable resource, CDFIs. Look up community development financial institutions in your state. Here in North Carolina, I believe we have 18 of them at last check. So they're great because they can provide early stage equity, early stage capital. It is a debt model. It is a lending model, but they do have the ability to point you in some of the right directions as far as freeing up early stage equity out of the economic development coffers around the state. So another access, the economic development groups, community government, and community leadership. It's working with area business leaders to try to figure out what their needs are. Area business leaders aren't always engaging their government, aren't always engaging their elected officials, especially at the local level. Area business leaders are not always engaged in the town halls, are not always engaged in a lot of the different community directives, and that's because they're focused working on their businesses. So we at 5-paragraph, we like to be that advisor on the ground that can work in between the businesses and the community leadership in order to pull together initiatives. 5-paragraph as a management tool works to grow a community of business leaders who can all speak the same language. It's not something that we ourselves created. Again, I reiterate, it comes out of a very intuitive human nature for how we solve complex problems as groups. We base 5-paragraph on the 5-paragraph operations order. It's been refined in the U.S. military over the past 240 plus years. It goes beyond that. There are very old instances where groups of people have been brought together in order to solve an immediate problem. And they outline it as, this is the problem, here are the people, this is our mission, here's how we're going to execute. And it's been around for a very, very long time. We're just bringing it to the masses in order to provide a square one to start from whenever you're developing an economic vision for your community. So reach out to Five Paragraph. We can work remote. I've said it before, you know, we enjoy getting together and empowering you through the use of the tool. So that way you take off and run with it. That's the whole point. So get in touch with us through 5paragraph.com. Our mission in this episode is to spark an interest in participating in economic growth at the community level. 5paragraph works to help steward wildlife in rural areas, as we've said before. So if you're out in one of those rural communities, say you've got a rundown business, a rundown structure, you're looking to bring some upfit into it, there's abandoned malls, there's abandoned retail locations, there's abandoned structures all across the place. Some of them might land on the government's balance sheet. Some of them might land on, whether that's the state government or the municipal government, it depends on what the structure's primary use was to begin with. So anyway, that's a prime example of how we can get into those rural communities where maybe there was growth at one point in time and it wound up drying up. We look to invigorate it and maintain it and sustain it over the long term. So that is our mission. As far as our intent, it's to grow businesses inside of local communities so that way they can grow up and out in a positive way. Some of the things that we like talking through with folks, whether that's the local government, the state government, yes, I personally have engaged with many different federal lawmakers. I'm more focused in creating a early stage equity, early stage capital infusion, all right, in order to get a second stage growth company to expand. All right, so that is to say, you're a company that's out there, you're already making money, you're looking to grow, you're caught up in the wave, so you're not seeing it as far as the different potential for being able to do an upfit on a structure, being able to get in and potentially create your own structure, whatever the case may be. So I really like working with those second stage growth companies in order to secure, let's say, early stage capital in order to grow or expand into new communities. The reason why I like working in those areas, one could say it's a lot like franchising or licensing. It provides a community-based location ran by someone in the local community, the opportunity to get those investment dollars. All right, so what does this really mean, though? You know, sure, provide early stage capital with requirements that the business remain in the area for a specific period of time, potentially sign agreements to maintain the community, put conditions, stipulations, regulation on outside investment. So if your capital is coming from outside of the state, outside of the county, whatever the stipulations may be for your economic development team, making it easier to grow a business so long as the business is working to responsibly grow the community. So if you're a business leader, you're looking to grow, you want to stay in the community, you want to provide jobs for the community, you should have access to that, to the capital that is needed to be able to grow within the community. It should be easier to be able to secure that capital. And how we get together and discuss a lot of this, you know, it comes out of the town hall meetings, comes out of other business club style meetings, Chamber of Commerce being one of them, the Rotary Club, Moose Lodge, the Elks Lodge. You know, there's all of these other different clubs that are out there. It's kind of become a specialization, and we don't really intertwine together. Again, 5paragraph strives to be able to break down some of those different silos. If you're working in your own business club using Five Paragraph, and somebody in another business club happens to be using Five Paragraph, it's that much easier to be able to work together. It's the same way that we worked, you know, I'm a Marine, now I'm a veteran coming out of the Marine Corps. When we planned, operated, coordinated with the other branches that were out there, we just used Five Paragraph format. We used it because it's a military-wide DoD directive that we use military operations order. It's very intuitive. It's a 5 W's and go to action. We do it that way so that we can coordinate even though we're entirely different. The culture of the U.S. Marine Corps and the culture of the U.S. Army is entirely different. For those of you who haven't seen inside of the mechanism, it is totally different. I think the only real similarity is the fact that we salute. You know, other than that, we even march a little bit different and stuff like that. It's funny how the cultures are different, and yet we have the ability to work together in a phalanx. So the idea behind this is to be able to grow as a mastermind group. It's not to say that you've got to be open kimono with everybody that you walk up to. It is to say that you have a square one to discuss your intentions and to see whether or not it's a good fit. We use Five Paragraph during our proposal phase. When you call us and you say, hey, we want you to do an executive vision, to start the process is free. It's just an assessment. We sit down, we go through mission, the enemy or the problem, opportunity statement as you see it, the team and support, the terrain and weather. Seasonal effects play a key role. It is one of the biggest things that people overlook. And time, space, logistics that are necessary in order to achieve success. We can quickly tease out a lot of the information in order to get down an executive summary to see how we can best serve you. And that's part of it. We assess, train, advise, and assist as a group of business leaders. And what's great is that all of us are using Five Paragraphs, so it's very easy to coordinate. Our desired end state on all of this is small towns working with small businesses to grow and sustain their local area. It is grassroots capitalism. The idea associated with this being independence amongst the community. It's not having to work for an outside entity that happened to bring in some piecemeal operation and it doesn't really help you as a community. It is working in order to take a small town business and help grow that business in order to achieve success on a broader scale. It's how you create national brands. It's how other national brands that have gone through their lifestyle cycle wind up dying, for lack of a better way to put it. They wind up crumbling in the long term. You know, innovation can help. Don't get me wrong, but there are some business models that have just gone by way of the dinosaur. As much of a shame as it is, you don't see Kodak around these days. And I really enjoyed shooting on traditional film, but it's one of those things. It is the cycle of economics. So, just a thought, okay? You know, a lot of people, they say, hey, we should have access to public research. I'm one of them. I believe strongly in public research access points. What do I mean by this? Dun's and Bradstreet, Hoover's, you know, market research institutions, organizations like IBIS World. You know, now, I get it. They're for-profit entities. They're compiling a great deal of research analysis, okay? But where their benefit is in the analysis, is in the consultation to be able to get you to move forward and commit to action. Go to those resources when you're ready to step to the front of the line. Stepping to the front of the line, in this case, means having the dollars and cents that's necessary to say, I want you guys to do it for me. All right? If you're still in individual market research phase, a lot of people overlook their own local library. And I know that that just sounds really old school in a lot of ways, but I've got to get a shout out to the library at the Southeastern Seminary here in Wake Forest. If you're not already familiar with Wake Forest, North Carolina, yes, it's where the university was founded. No, Wake Forest University isn't around here. That seminary, the Southeastern Seminary, and the library there in it is open to the community within a certain radius, right? Just like any other library. It is a phenomenal resource. It is fantastic not only to conduct in-depth research of historical analysis in order to see the ebbs and flows. Again, it's cyclical. So if you go back through and you see the pattern analysis, that is market research in order to see where the new wave is going to crest. Direct to-the-point market research where you can hone all the way down in on individual pockets. That is more done at the university level. It can be done. Don't get me wrong. There are tons of for-profit entities that can narrow all the way down to individual pocket communities and even the front door, the very customer that you're looking to target, so long as you have all of the variables that you need to plug in order to target the person, all right, in a positive sense, to be able to provide them that need. There are tons of business leaders that are out there who are making traction, who are catching a little bit of fire, but they really don't truly understand exactly the customer that they're trying to get every single time. And it's in that second stage growth phase that it's very, very important to narrow all the way down into the niche of the customer, to understand the persona of the customer once you start hitting that traction, start catching fire. Because then by narrowing all the way down into it and providing that exact customer exactly what they want 100% of the time, that customer is getting you all of the other customers, essentially. It's the 80-20 rule. So that 20% is getting you 80% of the revenue just because you're hammering away at that niche. And we can help with that at 5paragraph.com. You call us 919-827-0898. You schedule a call with us. You can do that right there under the number I just recited to you. You can click schedule a call. I'm hoping that you get on with me. I enjoy engaging with you folks. I really, really do. It's been an interesting ride so far in our little over a year of existence here with 5paragraph. We went out on a big, huge journey, so to speak, in order to engage with a lot of folks. We have helped billion-dollar companies and middle school teachers. We've helped small business owners that are in mom-and-pop phase to nationwide licensing operations. And our joy is to empower you in order to take this method and just go run with it. We do not want to live with you inside of your entity. Our goal as advisors is to advise to the 5paragraph so that you yourself understand. Through our education, we're training you in the template, in the method. It's an age-old methodology. It's something that we learned throughout the military. We're just really good at being able to convey that across. It has to do with our military background. I myself, being school-educated at the Special Operations Training Group and the advisor training cells in order to, assess, train, advise, and assist organizations in order to add value within those organizations and really operate as a liaison in between executives and personnel on the ground as an educator. So we do business development. We work with other entities that we've educated along the way, and it just continues to grow because we're all using the same template, the same method in our own unique ways. So we have the ability to provide business management, human resources training, employee training, as far as just individual employee retention training, business development overall, outside consultants with research analysis capabilities to be able to pinpoint your exact customer. Again, it's one of those things where we're not always wrapped up in the wave with you. We do have that off-the-beach perspective to be able to provide sturdy third-party advice. We're doing it with our management methodology because we understand from being small unit leaders how it works. We understand the adaptability that leaders have. It's really hard when you're only used to managing numbers, whereas leaders can come in on a complex problem and through leadership gain a lot of those valuable insights from the people who already are working the problem. You know, more often than not, a lot of leaders, they're not absorbing the insights and the feedback and the debrief points that their people are providing at the small unit level, and then absorbing that and using it in order to create a plan for action. And I have seen it so many different times in a lot of different businesses. That's why I know that it's the common thread. So we provide an executive vision and then the training that's necessary in order to carry out the mission. We can advise in the long term. We can assist through a number of different avenues. So call on us. Go to 5paragraph.com. I really hope you get me, Michael J. Penny. I am your host here on the podcast, as well as the chief advisor here at 5paragraph. It was my little digits that wound up doing all of the keystrokes on the 5paragraph book. By all means, get the text, listen through our tutorial episodes, download the template, reach out, get in touch with us, do an assessment. We've been doing this. You know, it took me four years of market research to be able to fine-tune it and bring it to market so that I had something that was so simple that I could teach my children how to do it, of which I have four. And guess what? I can teach my children how to do this. So I'm very proud of that. I just want to be able to convey this across to as many people as possible who have the burning desire to go out and achieve success as a group working together in order to maintain their own independence. That is small business capitalism. That is the foundation of American liberty and freedom. That gives us the ability as individuals to maintain our governance and to maintain a peaceful regulation of power. Capitalism is power in the hands of the people. And I am very, very proud to have served this nation in a number of different wars and train a number of different people. And I wish to train as many of you as I possibly can. So if you like what we got, get in touch with us, 5paragraph.com. Reach out to us, 919-827-0898. And I really do hope to be in a call with you shortly. All right, until next time, take care and be well.